A reporter, Enda Brady, reports from Southwark Crown Court.
Prosecuting counsel John Black said to him, "I suggest you've told a pack of lies." Harry Redknapp stared straight ahead, his voice cracking with emotion, and said, "You think I've put my hand on the Bible, Mr. Black, and told lies? That's an insult. I told you no lies, Mr. Black." He continued, "I'm the most ungreedy person you've ever met in your whole life, Mr. Black."
British troops in Afghanistan are reducing their frontline combat role by the end of next year. Afghan forces will take over the main responsibility for security by then, but coalition troops will remain in place to support them. Migrants will, in the words of the immigration minister, have to add to the quality of life in Britain if they're to be allowed to settle here. Damien Green wants a more selective border control policy. And America set for 6 more weeks of winter. Pennsylvania's famous groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, has made his annual weather prediction after seeing his shadow. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello, you're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98FM. I hope you're managing to stay nice and warm as the sun goes down. I am still joined in the studio by Keith Brown. He's been sitting here a while, but he's only covered a couple of bits. So if you've recently tuned in, don't worry, you haven't missed much new... Well, sorry, I don't mean... Because then it sounds like all of the news...
Dig you out of this hole, Gabby, would that help?
Well, no, because it's a lot of people say... That's the saying, isn't it? Oh, you haven't missed much news. Yeah. No, I mean, you haven't missed that much of you bringing us news.
Yeah,
I do apologise.
Yeah.
A bit like missing the first 10 seconds of the news headlines, I suppose, in some ways.
Yeah, okay.
Comparison.
Yeah. Shall I just start talking? Would that help?
Go on.
Yeah. We were in Shenfield earlier, and I'm going to stay in Shenfield, and hopefully some of the customers from the hair salon that I'm going to mention will prove to be customers for the florist shop as well, because this is a hair salon run by somebody who's moved out from Mayfair. So they used to do the hair of people like Joanna Lumley and Sting, and now they are with their own salon in Shenfield. Vicky Newman Hair and Makeup. She's brought with her some of her colleagues, professional stylists there. And she's done what many businesses don't do when they start up. She survived her first year. She had birthday party January. She's seen her business flourish since she moved into Shenfield. She's looking to continue growing and is obviously creating jobs for local people as well as providing a much-needed service there. So well done, Vicky and the team, on celebrating your first year. And let's look forward to the second anniversary coming up about this time next year.
Oh, wonderful.
Excellent news, but not such good news in Ingatestone, Gabby.
Really?
Brentwood Borough Councillor at it again with their parking.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, this time they're trying to...
What are they doing differently?
Well, they're looking at a double whammy for Ingatestone on the parking.
Oh, okay.
First off, they are looking at introducing charges on the council-run car parks in Ingatestone. And that, of course, would be a major blow for traders there, because people do rely on that free parking to pop into the shops, pop out again. There's a lot of worried retailers up there thinking that if the council goes ahead with its 50p for 2-hour charges at the Marketplace and Belmead car parks, they could find that they would lose trade there. And also in Ingatestone, another part of the parking, a planning application that the council is looking at could mean some of the parking spaces at the Belmead car park would go to provide an access road to some land that the council owns that it's selling off for development. Now, Ingate Stirling and Fryning Parish Council are not too keen on this. Their planning chairman, David Avery, has said that taking away those parking spots at Belmead would break the conditional backing his authority gave to the planning application.
Yeah.
So let's hope that things turn out right for Ingate Stirling there. And tomorrow morning, about 9 o'clock, I'm meeting the leader of Brentwood Council, because by law, each council has to consult with the business organisations about their budgets.
Oh, OK. And so is it a one-to-one meeting?
The Chamber of Commerce will also be there, Brentwood Chamber of Commerce.
Well, to make sure you don't start fighting?
No, not at all. We have a very informed and professional discussion. But high on our agenda is the car parking in Brentwood across the whole borough. We're not happy with these charges being introduced in Ingate Stirling that are being proposed. We're not happy with the way that the car parking system operates in Brentwood. Small councils like Rochford and Tendring can actually do cashless parking, so you can pay by your mobile phone or credit card. Tendring Council, as part of their budget this week, have decided that any parking after 3 p.m. will be free.
Yeah.
So you can do your shopping late afternoon, early evening, and not pay parking charges, because they want to support their local retailers and support the high street. And we're going to be trying to persuade Brentwood to go along similar lines, particularly because some interesting figures have come out this week.
Oh, right. What are those?
Well, the motorists in Brentwood, between April and October last year, were the most penalised in South Essex. They paid £219,050 in parking fines. Brentwood's part of the South Essex Parking Partnership, and they've been enforcing the yellow line restrictions and the other restrictions in the town. As I say, £219,000, just over, was collected in fines for Brentwood. Now, if you go up the road to Chelmsford, which is about three times the size of Brentwood in terms of population, they only issued £195,000 in fines up there.
Yeah.
So Brentwood really is getting hammered, a motorist in Brentwood. And part of the problem, I think, is that people are taking a risk and parking outside shops, maybe on the yellow line or whatever, and are doing that rather than pay the high parking charges.
Oh dear, yeah, no, I think you're right. People are definitely taking the mickey there. I'm just going to do the travel now. Is that all right,
Keith? That's fine by me.
Okay, thank you very much.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
Ongar Road is now busy in Brentwood, moving southbound around the A1023 High Street Junction. Also, there's slow traffic perhaps on the Ingrave Road, but it is moving in that section as well as you head towards Wilson's Corner. Slow traffic on the M25 clockwise in Greater London at the A282 QE2 Bridge. Also, you'll find that there's queuing traffic on the A1235 Cranes Farm Road westbound in Basildon at the A176 Upper Main Junction in the roadworks area. Also affecting the Upper Main itself. Heavy traffic on the A127 eastbound in Leyndon between the Fortune of War and Billericay. Slow traffic on the A130 westbound in Boreham between the Boreham Interchange and Sainsbury's Roundabout. Also in Chelmsford, there's slow traffic on the A114 Van Diemen's Road northbound at the Army and Navy. This is also affecting the Baddow Road. And slow traffic on the A132 Navenden Road northbound in Wickford from the Navenden Interchange.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
I changed myself for you. I opened up all them doors I'd love to let you in, and now I feel a fool.
You played so many games, I was sitting there just blind to it. From the start I should have seen everything you did. Every time you smile, all I have a picture is you with him. No one look at Charlie's tears. He left me broken, nothing more to gain. When I kiss you on your cheeks and lips, all I have a picture is you with him. Does he feel the same as me? As you lay there, just holding him underneath the sheet. And do I mean he not a thing? 'Cause I gave you everything I could and you never gave a thing. Every time you smile, picture is you with him. No one look at Charlie's tears. He left me broken, nothing more to gain. When I kiss you on your cheeks and lips, all I have a picture is you with him. So many nights I waited for you, so many times I tried to do everything but then picture is you with him.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In these days of social and electronic news everywhere, it's still good to spend time reading a newspaper. And a newspaper that's local, dealing with issues and stories that you want to read about. The Enquirer Group newspapers are packed with news, views, competitions and real in-depth reporting on the stories that are making today's headlines. With excellent sports coverage as well, make sure you pick up your copy of the Essex or the East London or the Thurrock Enquirer today. The Enquirer Group, a newspaper as it should be.
Every Monday evening at 10 p.m. on Phoenix FM, tune in to the Interesting Alternative Show with me, Steve Davis. If you're wondering what type of music I'll be playing on the show, well, that's a tricky one to explain. Because if you've never heard of the musical genres Zool, Rio, Canterbury or Avant Progressive, then it will be very much a journey into the oral unknown for you. If you like something a bit different, though, then the Interesting Alternative Show will be for you. Every Monday night from 10 p.m. on Phoenix FM, the Interesting Alternative Show in association with The Money Shop, 1 High Street, Brentwood.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Saturday the 18th of February at 10 a.m. till 1 p.m, there's a community seed swap organised by the Sensory Garden Club at the Brentwood Theatre. You'll find the seed swap will be held in aid of the Sensory Garden Club itself, and they work with adults and disabilities to renew the Sensory Garden at King George's Playing Fields. Bring along any surplus seed packets, freebies, half packets, out of date seeds you have saved from last summer to swap, or buy it for a small donation. There will also be a bring and buy plant stall and refreshments. The cost to go along is to bring a packet of seeds. Simple as that. You can contact Joyce Dunn if you need more information. joydunn@hotmail.co.uk, and she's also on Facebook. But if you need any of those details again, or you can't write them down right now, go to allthews.phoenixfm.com/localevents.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm pleased to say I'm still joined in the studio by Keith Brown from the Federation of Small Businesses. We've had a little bit of... We've had good news from Shenfield. We've had bad news from Ingatestone. A bit of bad news for Brentwood. What's next?
I'm going to give you a few events, if that's okay.
Yes, of course. Yep. You can.
If you're really, really quick, you can still get to the Christian Business Network Group, which is meeting at the Ivy Rooms in Billericay tonight at 6 p.m.
Okay.
And that's
how often do they meet?
They meet monthly on the first Thursday of each month between 6 and 8:30. So if you want to pop along, do so. And this Friday at Mary Green Manor in London Road, that's tomorrow, between 10 and 12 noon, the Brentwood Business Biscotti Group are meeting again. They meet on the first Friday of each month, and they're there from 10 till 12 noon. Just pop in, enjoy your networking with them. And if you are looking for a new career, or more particularly looking to help some young people find their choice of career, you need to be down at the Brentwood Centre in Doddinghurst Road on Wednesday next week, February the 8th, because this is something that is really, really good.
It's the education.
It's education.
Yep.
And it's practical education.
It is on our Phoenix events guide.
Is it?
Yes, but I'm going to let you continue.
That's
but
a first.
I also, on Tuesday, I covered a news piece that I'd found from one of our local newspapers all about it. But for those that probably missed that piece,
well,
then please tell us.
I think what you need to do is, after the event...
Yeah.
Get some of the young people in to actually talk to you.
Oh, that would be a nice idea.
Yeah?
Does that mean I've got to go along?
Yeah, of course it is.
I know, but yeah. I might be working.
It's during the day, I believe. But basically, we've got about 5,000 students at the schools in Brentwood. And this is the Education Careers Fair down at the Brentwood Centre in Doddinghurst Road. And what makes this different is that the organising committee that's behind it is drawn from each school and college in the Brentwood area. There's two students from each college and school sit on that committee and organise it. So they create an event that's not just for students, it's by students as well. So it should be very, very relevant to them. They're aiming to get about 5,000 young people through the door with a bit of luck. There'll be opportunity for them to receive advice and guidance about future education. So the universities are going to be there and people like that, as well as careers and training. And let's hope there'll be some people there encouraging them to become self-employed as well, because you and I both know that running your own business can be very enjoyable and very rewarding.
It can indeed, if you've got the right support network behind you, which is even more reason to go along to these networking groups, isn't it?
That certainly is correct, yeah?
Wonderful.
And to finish off, I thought we'd finish off with a bit of good news.
Oh, good.
Yeah? And a bit of fun news.
I can breathe.
So yep. I don't know whether you were in Brentwood High Street on Saturday.
Hang on a minute. Is this the dancing thing?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I saw some random dancing in Brentwood High Street
sure
on the weekend.
Lots of
it was great.
Dancing. But Argos nationally have chosen the Teenage Cancer Trust as their charity to support. And on Saturday and Sunday this week, if you went into the Argos store in Brentwood, you weren't served by the usual assistants. In there was Batman, Spider-Man, Wonder Woman, all sorts of people to serve you.
They were in fancy
dress. Because all the staff had swapped their uniforms for some colourful costumes and wigs to raise for money for charity. It was a superhero-themed day to coincide with the launch of the new Argos catalogue. And the staff at Brentwood are still counting how much they raised, but they know it's several hundred pounds to go to the Teenage Cancer Trust.
Oh, there you go. So £700 to dress up like an idiot all day.
Yeah.
It's quite easy to earn money, really. Now, Keith, a quick question, because one of our listeners has got a question for you.
Go on.
They'd like to know what you think, if anything, perhaps you haven't had time to ponder it yet, but what you think of Mary Portis's plans for local local towns. What have you heard about some of news?
Yes, I've read, I think it's 79 recommendations in Mary Portis's review.
Yes.
And I don't think I've got time to go through all 79,
But I mean, have you read some of her review and her, is it her consultation or
overall,
something?
Overall, it's a report she's done for the government, for the Prime Minister. And overall, there's a lot in there that is good. Some of the recommendations she's made, she makes the point that I was making earlier in this programme, that parking and getting the parking charges right and having adequate parking, easy ways for people to pay, is crucial for the success of a town centre. She also encourages things like the Brentwood in Bloom competition, encouraging shops and businesses to use flowers and plants and so on to brighten up town centres. So there's some really good practical stuff there, some of which we're already doing in Brentwood, also doing it in Billericay. But there's some other things in there that are a little bit more in depth. She says that where town centres have a town centre manager coordinating everything, then those town centres are doing better than the ones that don't have a town centre manager.
Now, do we have a town centre?
We don't have a town centre manager.
We don't have one.
No, we don't.
And what would a town centre manager's job role be?
Basically, to promote the
shopping in the town. A little bit like perhaps what you do for the Federation of Small Businesses.
Yeah, very similar.
To help,
But I mean,
self-employed.
I mean, Havering has got a very, very successful town centre manager. Chelmsford has got one as well that does an excellent job up there. And you can actually see
the
footfall increase.
Oh, yeah. People go to I even know people that leave Brentwood to go shopping in Chelmsford.
Yeah.
It's not because they necessarily want to go off to these, you know, these big centres that aren't situated in the high street, you know, and get on the M25, enough said, for these centres. It's not really because they want to go there. They go along to Chelmsford.
Exactly right.
The problem is, I think the road is such an issue, isn't it? People nowadays, they don't even want to spend time crossing the road.
No, I mean, you are...
You have to wait.
No
one's got time.
Very true there. But, I mean, the guy up in Chelmsford has done some excellent work. I mean, for example, as you drive into Chelmsford, you see signs telling you where there are empty spaces in the car parks.
Now,
and
yes,
signs
the electronic boards, they're
brilliant.
That guide
you straight away.
And yeah.
Like you say,
and then you don't
brilliant.
Waste your time looking for a parking space when the whole time you do it, there wasn't one anyway.
Exactly. Whereas here in Brentwood, what we have often is people queuing to get into Chatham Way.
It's awful.
Not realising that just round the corner the multi-story's empty, because they don't know the multi-story's there because there's no signs to tell them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's some basic things that Brentwood could still do and implement from the Mary Portis review, which would be a big help for retailers in the Brentwood, Shenfield and Ingatestone areas.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for your professional opinion on that.
I hope our listener is happy with the reply.
Yeah, and I hope that we get a manager.
It would be nice if we did.
It would be, but I kind of... I'll make this suggestion once we're off air. Huh? And I'll leave all of the listeners wondering. Yeah.
I feel like I've been locked up tight for a century of lonely nights, waiting for someone to release me. You're licking your lips and blowing kisses my way, but that don't mean I'm gonna give it away. Baby, baby, baby.
FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's slow traffic on the Ongar Road in Brentwood, southbound around the A1023 High Street Junction. Very slow traffic on the A127 eastbound between the Halfway House in West Hornden and Billericay in Great Bursted. Travel time's next to 25 minutes. Queuing traffic on the A1235 Cranes Farm Road westbound in Basildon at the A176 Upper Main Junction. Also affecting the A176 Upper Main Road itself. Slow traffic on the M25 clockwise in Greater London at the A282 QE2 Bridge. Very slow traffic on the A13 eastbound between the Pitsea Flyover and the Saddlers Farm roundabout. Slow traffic on the A130 westbound in Boreham between the Boreham Interchange and Sainsbury's. Very slow traffic on the A132 Navenden Road northbound in Wickford from the Navenden Interchange. And slow traffic in Chelmsford on the A114 Van Diamonds Road northbound and the Baddow Road as well, heading towards the Army and Navy roundabout.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood, creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
You shout it out, but I can't hear a word you say.
City Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are we finished yet?
Just another 10 shops to go.
What?
There's nothing better than spending time at the Bay Tree Centre. So shopping over 25 stores all within the Bay Tree Centre and a chance to grab a coffee. You can shop till you drop. The Bay Tree Centre is open 7 days a week, situated just off the high street with ample parking nearby in a multi-storey car park and a wide range of shops. The centre will truly enhance your shopping experience. Please contact individual stores for their opening times.
FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Two events coming up for you this Saturday. You can go and support the Ingatestone Brownies at Christie Hall in Pemberton Avenue at 2 p.m. It's only 20 pence to enter, so why not go along and pick up a bargain? And at 7:30 p.m. in the evening, there's an evening of classical music organised by the Brentwood Philharmonic Orchestra at the Brentwood Erschlein School. Overture Oberon Weber, Violin Concerto in D, Beethoven, soloist for that one's Beth Spenlove. Symphony No. 5 Tchaikovsky's, conducted by John Hawkins. Leader is Helen Ryan. It's £12 to go along, £10 for concessions. Children are just £2. You can call 012-772-3698 if you need more details. Or if you can't write that down right now, have a look at our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/localevents.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210-414.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. A massive thank you to Keith Brown for coming in from the Federation of Small Businesses. Pleasure to see him and catch up with the business news. I particularly liked his piece that he responded to from one of our listeners' questions on his thoughts behind some of Mary Portis's suggestions for local town centres. On at 6 here on Phoenix is Dave Turner, so make sure you stay tuned for him. On at 8 p.m. is Nick Fields Curveballs. He will be speaking to Follow My Lead interview and session on his Curveball show between 8 and 10 tonight. And at 10 p.m. there's The Weekend Starts Here with James Maloney. So make sure you stay tuned to Phoenix. Don't forget that my guest tomorrow is Danny Davis from the Chartered Institute of Plumbing and Heating Engineering. If you've got any domestic plumbing or heating queries, please do email them forth to the studio. The internet seems to be working all right at the moment. It must be an evening thing. It all goes right in the evening. You can email them to radio@phoenixfm.com. You could tweet me your questions. I am mindful to move on Twitter. If you can't find me, you'll find me via at Phoenix FM link on Twitter. And I'm also on Facebook. It's Gabriella Clark.
The DJ playing all our favorite songs. Do you hear what I hear? We be drinking, so we all just sing along. Do you hear what I hear?
Dance with you is so easy, cause you're beautiful. You make it hard for me, girl, every time we on the floor. I wanna kiss you, cause I gotta know that tonight is real.
Do you feel what I feel? Do you feel what I feel? 'Cause we can get it done. Do you feel what I feel?
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Gonna be across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.